With me on the line is Tamara Fakourian, the president of the National Algae Association's Mid-South Chapter. Tamara, you've got an upcoming seminar. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to be offering.
Yes, we're going to be having a workshop in Huntsville, Alabama on March 26th. And the title of it is Algae, Mining Wastewater for Nutrients, Fuel, and Fertilizer.
Obviously, you're going to be looking at using some of the wastewater products to grow algae and obviously different uses for algae, including biofuels, which we talk a lot about. What will people be learning at this event?
Well, we wanted to start with the basics of Algae 101 as it relates to wastewater streams, because algae production, as you know, is gaining momentum all over the world, and I want to ensure that the algae industry gets off on the right foot regarding sustainability and keeping a real sharp lookout on our water footprint and our nutrient footprint for the industry. Participants will learn about the effects of wastewater streams on our environment and how algae can bioremediate and at the same time produce byproducts and energy products as the technology develops. We're a little bit early in the game yet for mass production of algae products.
And obviously, as you said, you're early in the game, but you got to start someplace, and this seems like a great jumping off point.
Right. Well, it's exciting because there are so many researchers in this country working on this very process of different taking the different types of wastewater from our rivers and streams, lakes that have issues with pollution, to industrial wastewater, municipal wastewater, and we want to see how, you know, what the nutrient levels are in these different sources and how can we utilize them in the most optimal algae production systems.
This is truly going to be it's a win-win situation, isn't it, where you clean up the water and you get the byproducts, including the green fuels.
That's what it's all about. Each system, we wouldn't want to go into this and lose money on the deal, because then we wouldn't be in business very long. So from the bioremediation standpoint, hopefully it's a win-win that companies will be making money from the application of algae production from the nutrients in the water. And then it's a win-win-win, because then they will win, hopefully, with the second part is getting algae byproducts and bioenergy from it. And then the third win is just cleaning up our environment, period.
Now, you said, of course, it's early in the process, and of course, you want to make it commercially viable at some point. How far down the road is that? Are we looking 5 years, 10 years, 20?
For commercial viability, I would hope that it would be sooner than 5 years. The companies that are going to presenting are looking between 3 and 5 years.
So obviously this is a chance for somebody to really get in on the ground floor and not really have to wait that long until this becomes a viable reality.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're working towards.
Tamara, if someone is interested in attending this seminar, what do they need to do?
Well, they can go to the website for the National Algae Association, nationalalgaeassociation.com, and then click on the Mid-South Chapter link. And if they have any questions, they can email me at Tamara, T-A-M-R-A, F, as in Frank, .N-A-A, at WK.net.
And, of course, reminding them that this workshop comes up on March 26th. What's your deadline for registering for it?
Early bird registration has passed, but we'll accept people at the door as well.
Tamara Fakourian, president of the National Algae Association's Mid-South Chapter. Tamara, thanks for joining us on the line.
Okay, appreciate it, John.